Please be seated. Normally, I would be giving a sermon right now, and you're probably going, what? Since we just had our annual meeting, I will use this opportunity to give my annual address, so don't worry, the sermon will come back next Sunday. I know you are going to lose sleep over that. We have reached another year and are beginning a new one in the life of the church. Looking back at last year, statistically, 2016 was a very good year for the parish. For the fifth year in a row, we had an increase in average service attendance, or ASA. That number is calculated by adding up all the regularly scheduled weekend services, dividing by 52 on average. It does not count midweek services, weddings, funerals, or other additional services. Our ASA in 2016 was 106. Now, that did fall a little bit short of our vestry goal of 110, but it's up from the previous year, which was 103. So we made some progress. Where attendance numbers seem to have fallen short, well, in the last year were over the summer, but they were better than expected in spring and fall. Other attendance statistics looked really good in 2016. Both Christmas and Easter had a nice round number of 220. The last time Easter attendance was higher was in 2011, and the last time Christmas had a higher attendance was in 2007. So those are all of our attendance statistics. Another good statistic from this past year, or actually this coming year really, is our pledging for 2017 is up 7% from the past year. And thanks to the good work of our Treasurer and Finance Committee, we just presented a balanced budget for this coming year, which is the first time in a really long time. Now, it does not mean we're financially out of the waters. The budget is tight. We're still pulling 10% out of the endowment, and we need to continue this trend of increased giving to eventually become financially solvent. But that gap is closing. As I often do, I invite you to join me in tithing. Do as our parish does and give 10%. It's not just a way that it helps the church financially, but it's a biblical expectation. You know, it's a gift to the giver. I feel blessed knowing that I am putting faith in God's goodness by tithing, and I feel blessed knowing that my gifts are going out and doing good in the world. As I said, the budget gap has been closing, but costs are always something to look out for. And this past year, we did incur many unexpected expenses, and they were all building-related. Well, not surprising, right? We've got old buildings. Our hope is that we've taken care of some of these and made the running of our building more cost-effective in doing so. Like, we have LEDs now in our light fixtures. We are, however, not naive enough to believe that there won't continue to be surprises along the way. Because wouldn't that be great if life didn't have surprises? But for this, our Buildings and Grounds Committee is looking at ways to be proactive about curbing expenses and surprises and making our facilities more efficient and looking to future needs. This is not an easy task, and you will be hearing more about this in the coming year. We will require some patience, cooperation, and support as we continue working with our facilities. I feel confident, however, that the task is now in good hands, and I thank the members of that committee for their hard work. Buildings and Grounds is not the only group in the parish doing really good stuff this year. This year, we formed a pastoral care team. A team meets monthly to check in and goes out and makes sure that all the pastoral care needs of parishioners are met. The homebound and the sick are visited regularly, and there's good follow-up when there's illness or death in a family. Now, I will say one thing. In seminary, I failed my class for ESP, and nobody on our pastoral care team is psychic. So if there is a need, it's best to let us know. Let myself or someone on the pastoral care team know. if there is any sort of need. However, this group has shown that teamwork is an effective tool for ministry, and I'm very pleased with the work that they've done. Another team that has seen some success this year has been our Christian Formation Committee. I was musing a few months ago. Some people were doing some archiving, and I think Franklin found it. There was a pamphlet from the mid-1960s, and it was asking for some fundraising. And it was naming all the groups that we want to fundraise from, including parishioners, former parishioners, and then it mentioned something I found rather peculiar. It said, parents of Sunday school children. And I had to think about that for a second. Wait, why aren't those included as parishioners? Well, keep in mind, 50 years ago, children were educated as part of the institution of the church, and even if adults did not always participate. This may not always been the best thing, either considering it made Sunday school a separate thing from the church. And over the last 50 years, this model has been changing. The traditional model of Sunday school has been declining across the board in just about every church and every denomination. There are very few congregations anywhere that have the education that existed 5 decades ago. However, forming disciples is still an important part of what the church does. So, Christian Formation Committee has been proactive this year in rethinking our model. Surveys were sent out to you about a year ago and to see what you'd want in the way of formation, and the committee acted on those surveys. Small groups were tapped into, their names changed to koinonia, the Greek word for community, which more accurately represents their purpose. Participation increased in these groups in the last year. And there are some really exciting things for this coming year as well. We're going to be doing a monthly speaker series starting in February. So this committee has been doing the work to meet needs for formation for the 21st century. And I'm very pleased with the work they've done and look forward to the work they will continue to do. Outreach has continued doing good work this year. Our parish tithe that we give out, this 10% of our pledge income, has gone from being a simple donation to a grant. This allows us to respond to specific needs in the community. Now, the other really big, exciting thing going on in outreach has been the St. Matthew's Elder Garden. This project is run by a separate board, most of whom are from the greater community. In June, the garden was blessed and dedicated and groundbroken with the mayor and aldermen, and you guys might have seen it in the paper, in November. The garden will be a place for people of all ages and abilities, and it's a real asset to the downtown community. And I cannot think of a better use for that acre, that vacant lot we own, a block east of here that used to be called the Echo property. It is something we should all be proud to have St. Matthew's name attached to. Another blessing to our parish this year has been the addition of Deacon Bob Bagley to our community. Deacon Bob has been a part of many aspects of our parish life. The ministry of the deacon is a bridge between the church and the world, and representing the world to the church and the church to the world. Little fun factoid, I didn't write it in, but do you know why the deacon says a dismissal from the back? And everybody stares at me blankly. It's a reminder that the deacon has 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the church, as we're commissioned to go out and do our own stuff in the world. Deacon Bob has been present in the liturgical life, bringing his gift of wisdom to the pulpit. He has been a presence in our outreach efforts and has helped St. Matthew's become more present in the greater community. And we are truly graced by his presence among us. So thank you, Bob. I want to end on a personal note, which is not to dwell on events of the past year, but to say thank you. The last year was personally very difficult for me, but I have been overwhelmed by the love and support I have gotten from this parish. I want to say thank you for all the cards, hugs, and check-ins I have received over the last few months. I had a former bishop who said you can tell a lot from a church by how it supports its clergy. And the people of St. Matthew's have been a real gift to me. And I want to say that I am very, truly grateful. I look forward to all the wonderful ministry that we will do together in 2017. St. Matthew's has shown itself to be a vibrant parish and a vital part of our community. This parish truly lives into its mission. You know that statement that's written across the bulletin every Sunday? We live it. There is much to come this year, so let's get to it.